In just 6 weeks, Major League Baseball players are scheduled to report for spring training in sunny Florida and Arizona. But the off-season problems are certain to drag on well into the spring. Joining us now is Stefan Fatz. This is the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, how could baseball be so quick in coming here?
Because they extended the season by a week. We played the World Series in November for the first time. And as soon as that ended, of course, we got into business as usual, which was right after the World Series. The commissioner, Bud Selig, announced he wanted to get rid of at least two franchises, and that would make baseball the first major league in the modern era to eliminate any teams. From there, it became what awful shape the sport is in. Hundreds of million dollars in losses. Half the teams can't compete, Mr. Selig said, which is a funny way of encouraging fans in those cities to come out and support the club. We've had lawsuits and a congressional hearing over contraction, and now we've got a state investigation in Massachusetts over whether the sale of the Boston Red Sox to a group of baseball insiders was rigged. We've got chaos again.
And just another test, really, for the loyalty of the baseball fans who are lining up and paying more and more money for tickets every year.
It is, and we're going to see one more. The big one is going to be this labor battle that's brewing between the owners and the union. The last eight times that the players and the owners have operated without a labor contract, this one just expired, we've had a work stoppage of some sort. They're supposed to resume negotiations next week, but the two sides are pretty far apart. Management, just to sum up, as it has for a long time, wants some serious controls over payrolls and some changes to have the big revenue teams and the small revenue teams line up a little bit better. The union likes the system the way it is, a big free market. They don't want to change anything. So we are at loggerheads once again.
Now, ownership has been saying this for many years. What is the evidence really that they're not crying a wolf about the numbers?
Well, the real evidence that we saw this offseason was that the New York Yankees and a couple of other big revenue clubs basically did whatever they wanted, and no one else was able to put up any sort of fight. The gap between the top of the sport, the big revenue teams that have big cable television contracts, and the bottom, the teams that don't, is growing wider and wider. The big free agent this year was Jason Giambi. He went to the Yankees for $120 million. Nobody offered any competition. Barry Bonds just hit 73 home runs, a record. He had no offers at all. He'll be staying with the San Francisco Giants. Another prime free agent is the slugger Juan Gonzalez. He's in limbo. The Yankees don't want him, so he's out there. The Mets may pick him up, but nobody else really seems to be interested. To be sure, you had a combination of factors, the recession, September 11th, this battle over contraction, the labor war, but there's definitely a feeling that the system has changed for the worse, and that's encouraged teams not to spend as much as they normally would.
Contraction is the idea that you would do away with a couple of teams.
Right, and that's what we're looking at. Maybe the Minnesota Twins and the Montreal Expos are the rumored candidates, but that, of course, is held up in this fight as well.
So could we really see some sort of labor work stoppage?
Absolutely. The union has won every fight with the owners for the last 25 years, and this time the owners think that they have a stronger hand to play. There could be either a lockout by the owners or a strike by the players sometime this summer, and I think what baseball is counting on is the fact that fans have become pretty sophisticated about salary caps and revenue sharing, and they won't revolt if they can be convinced that the system is flawed.
Well, give one fan one reason to be excited about opening day.
How about another Japanese player coming to the States? He'll never be able to top Ichiro Suzuki, the Seattle Mariners outfielder who was the American League Rookie of the Year and Most Valuable Player last year. But now some teams are bidding for a player named Kazuhisa Ishii. He's one of the top pitchers in Japanese baseball. He's with the Yakult Swallows. He got his free agency, and it looks like four or five teams, of course, the richest teams, are going to be the ones that are going to bid for him. It'll probably cost about $10 million for this guy to come over, but he'll be in someone's starting rotation in the spring.
Thank you, Stefan.